The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to give a rear-view mirror of this year's wildland fire season in California, even though, for the record, the fire season is not over yet. Now, there are lots of ways to describe a fire season. For example, here are the basic numbers. There were about 8,000 fires that burned 375,000 acres this season. That sounds like a lot, but that's actually only a moderate fire season for the state. The fire season can also be described by the weather and conditions of the fuels, or grass and trees. But first, I have to describe how these impact the wildland fire season. There are three aspects of weather that impact wildland fire, including how much rain we get in the winter, spring, and early summer, and then how windy and dry it is in the late summer and fall. These collectively impact how quickly all the grasses and trees dry out in the summer, and therefore how easily a fire can start and spread. The third aspect of weather is how much lightning there is to start wildland fires. It turns out that this season was odd from a weather perspective, at least for Northern California. You may recall that we had very late rains last spring, and we had rain much later in the summer than usual. This kept all the grasses and trees moist later in the season. The grasses and trees didn't dry out until late August, and by that time, our dry lightning season was mostly over. So even though the grasses and trees were conducive to starting and growing fires, there was not very much opportunity for a natural ignition source. And then, of course, we had this freaky wet September with almost four times the normal rainfall. Had October also been wet, then that would have been the end of the story for the 2019 wildland fire season. But then we had an extremely dry October, and so far November too. The grasses and trees really dried out so that fires could start and spread, but we were then way past the time of year when we get dry lightning to start fires. Of course, there are other human-made ignition sources, and the one that really impacted us was the potential for high winds to knock down power lines. This is what caused the deadly fires in Sonoma County in 2017, and it was, of course, in response to that season that PG&E began their policy of turning off power lines when certain dryness and wind thresholds are expected to be met. The one additional factor that makes it hard to nail down where power is going to be shut off is that it is the transmission lines that are vulnerable, and they often serve very large areas. So the power can be shut down to a community that does not have dry grasses and trees or high wind, and the Humboldt Bay region is a perfect example of that situation because we are served by transmission lines that cross from the east and are impacted by totally different conditions than we experience on the coast. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.